الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما سلككم في سقر؟ قالوا لم نكن من المصلين ولم نكن نطعم المسكين وكنا نخوض مع الخائضين وكنا نكذب بيوم الدين حتى أتانا اليقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى has created us and sent us into this world for a limited period with a purpose. Nobody has come into this world to live forever. وما جعلنا لبشر من قبلك الخلد. We have not decreed for any human to live in this world forever and ever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day you will pass away from this world. You will depart from this world. And those people who are opposing you, the disbelievers of Makkah Mukarrama, they will also one day pass away from this world. They will also depart from this world. Nobody comes into this world to live forever and ever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created two things, al-hayat and al-maut, life. Something comes into existence and something remains, something lives, something exists, and thereafter al-maut, the end, death. Something becomes extinct. It was, it is no more. الذي خلق الموت والحياة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who has created al-maut and al-hayat. For everything there is a beginning, and for everything there is an end, except the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no beginning, he has no end. Besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything has a beginning and everything has an end. The beginning and thereafter until the end is the hayat. And the end is maut. First of January, year 2016, 12 o'clock midnight. That was the hayat of year 2016. And today, after 20 minutes, at 12 o'clock midnight, will be the end and mouth of 2016. And hayat and beginning of 2017. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created hayat and maut, and it is associated to everything in His creation. Something begins, it comes to an end. A tree has a beginning and a time will come after 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, 400 years, when its life will end. The week has a beginning and also an end. The day has a beginning, also an end. The day begins at Maghrib, it ends at Maghrib. The year has a beginning and end. The world has a beginning, it will also have an end. The day of Qiyamah. We also have a beginning. And we will also have our end. One day we will pass away. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and sent us into this world for a limited period of time. The first thing we have to remember is that Allah is our creator. It is He who has created us, and it is He who has created all the benefits that we enjoy. The eyes, the ears, the tongue, the brain, the food, the parents, the children, the homes, all the luxuries that we enjoy. It is Allah who has granted us all these luxuries, all these ni'mats, all these bounties. So Allah is our sole creator. It is only He who has created us, and it is only He who grants us everything. Through the means of parents, through the means of brothers and sisters, through the means of friends, through the means of doctors, through whatever means, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who provides. Inna Allah huwa al-Razzaq. Indeed, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the real provider. So this is the first thing we need to embed into our hearts and minds, that Allah is my sole creator. It is only He who has brought me into existence from nothing, and it is only He who is providing me with everything. And number two, He has created me for a limited period of time. Maybe 20 years, maybe 15 years, maybe 30 years, maybe 80 years. Maybe 100 years, maybe more. Every beginning has an end. So my beginning will also have an end. And these years, they remind us of this very important point every year. The year 2016 will announce within minutes that once I existed, now my end has come, I exist no more. will not exist anymore. 2015 doesn't exist. It was there, but it doesn't exist anymore. 2014 doesn't exist. 2013 doesn't exist. 1960 doesn't exist. 1850 doesn't exist. They all existed, but they exist no more. Every year they give this message that I was, but I am no more. I was, I am no more. On the 2nd of January, 1st of January is a lesson. I was, I am no more. On the 5th of July, the 4th of July is a lesson. I was, but I am no more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind that in every step, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of our reality. That you are, but a day will come when you will remain no more. And then Ahmed passes away, Muhammad passes away, Ismail passes away, father passes away, mother passes away, brother passes away, cousin passes away. They are all reminders. I was, I am no more. I was, I existed, I am no more. So similarly, you are, but a day will come when you will remain no more. Allah is our sole creator. We owe everything to Allah. Everything to Allah. If we have a very sincere and genuine friend, who is always concerned about our well-being, then the credit does not go to this friend, the credit goes to Allah who has granted us such a genuine and a sincere friend. He is the sole benefactor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is He who has created this friend. It is He who has created this genuineness that is in him, and it is He who has created this sincerity that is in him. If we have loving parents, again, credit goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have loving siblings, again, credit goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have wealth, credit goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are healthy, credit goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for this reason, Allah begins the glorious Quran with this sentence, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praises be to Allah. Because directly or indirectly the credit will always go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praises be to Allah, who is cherisher of all the world. He is the Rabb, He is the cherisher, He is the one who provides. He is the one who fulfills all our needs. And He has sent us into this world for a limited period of time. And that is only known to Allah. If we had known that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends each and every person in this world for 50 years, then we would have known that I still have 10 more years to go. I'll prepare. I still have time. He has sent us into this world for a limited period of time known only to Him. Only He knows. If we had known Then if a person is a Pakistani, then he will live for 70 years. Then if he is an Indian, he will live for 65 years. If he is an Arab, he will live for 60 years. If he is an African, he will live for 55 years. No, nobody knows. My family history is, my grandparents lived to see 90. My great-grandparents lived to see 90. My parents would also live to see 90. So that is a sign that I will... No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world for a limited period of time. Everything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will one day come to an end. The sun, the moon has been there right from the beginning of the creation. They don't change. But a time will come when they will also come to an end. So we are in this world for a limited period of time, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when the end will come. The end is inevitable, but it is very uncertain when. When is very uncertain. It is inevitable, it is going to come, but when, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Ya ghafil al-qalbi an dhikri al-maniyati amma tamilin satuswa bayna amwati. Ya ghafil al-qalb an dhikri al-maniyati. Oh, the heart that is negligent of remembering death, that is negligent of talking about death. We don't want to talk about death. We don't want to hear about death. It's a reality. Whether we talk about it or not, it's going to happen. So better we talk about it and make preparation. It's not that if you don't talk about it, it's not going to come, and if you talk about it, it's going to come. Or if you don't talk about it, it will come, but later. And if you talk about it, it's going to come early. No, it's going to come. It's better we talk about it. And this is what our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam desires us to do, that we talk about it. And we talk about it frequently. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, أَكْثِرُ ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ الْمَوْتِ. Remember frequently the crusher and the breaker of unlawful desires. Remember frequently the breaker and the crusher of unlawful desires. And what breaks the unlawful desires? What crushes the unlawful desires? The remembrance of death. Death. So remember frequently death that will crush and that will break unlawful desires. That will safeguard a person from fulfilling unlawful desires and making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unhappy. أَكْثِرُ ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ الْمُوْتِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that those people who frequently remember their departure, who frequently remember their end, they are the most clever of the people. They are the most precocious of the people. Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma says that a group of us came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and we asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man akiyasu al-nas wa man ahwatu al-nas? From amongst the people, who is the most clever? And from amongst the people, who is the most precocious? Who is that person who tries his utmost to stay away from every harm? Who is the most precocious? Who is the most clever? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلْمَوْتِ. The most clever from amongst the people are those people who frequently remember death. Because when a person frequently remembers death, then the result of remembering death frequently will be preparation for death. So those people who frequently remember death were istidadan lil maut, and those people who frequently and continuously make preparations for death, ulaika kiya sunnas, they are the clever people. They are the most clever from among the people. Why? Because as a result of remembering death and as a result of preparing for the life after death, ذَهَبُوا بِشَرَفِ الدُّنْيَا وَبِكَرَامَةِ الْآخِرَةِ, they have gone away with the nobility of this world and the honor of the hereafter. Those people who remember death frequently, they will always worry, what if I die in this condition? 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 I am very sinful. What if I die in this condition? How will I show my face to Allah? How will I stand in His court? How will I answer His question? How will I answer the questions of the malaika in the grave? What will happen to me if I depart in this condition and if I am doomed to the fire of Jahannam? What will happen to me? How will I cross the Sirat? The person who remembers his end, who remembers his death, he will remember his grave, he will remember the day of resurrection, he will remember the reckoning and the hisab, he will remember the pulkhira, he will remember Jahannam, and this will create a worry in his heart. And this worry will encourage him to learn deen and practice deen. And when he learns deen and when he practices deen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the goodness of this world and the goodness of the hereafter. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا, if the people of the towns, if the residents of the towns, if the people living on this earth were to accept iman and learn and practice deen, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا, learn and practice deen, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we will open the doors of barakat and blessings for them in this very world from the heavens and from the earth. So my friends, don't turn your faces away from remembering death. Don't feel scared. Those people who do not remember death will have a lot to be scared of. Because those people who do not remember death, they will not make preparations for death. So what will happen at the time of death? The reality will dawn upon us one day. When the Malakul Maut will come and extract our ruh, what will happen to us at the time? If we don't remember death and we do not prepare for death, what will happen to us in the grave? If we don't remember death, we don't prepare for death, what will happen to us on the day of Qiyamah? What will happen to us when we are made to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What will happen to us when we are made to walk on the kursira? And those people who remember death, they will feel scared for a few moments, but that will encourage them to do good and stay away from bad. And this is the purpose of our lives, to do good and stay away from evil, to carry out khair and to abstain from shar, to do good and stay away from evil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, He has sent us into this world for a limited period of time. And in this time, Allah desires us to do good and abstain from bad, abstain from evil. To carry out the do's and to abstain from the don'ts. This is all we have to do. To carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. As soon as we realize that Allah is my sole creator, it is only He who is my true benefactor, and He has sent me into this world for a limited period of time to carry out the do's and to abstain from the don'ts, and when my time ends, I will be made to stand in His court and He will question me regarding these do's and don'ts. If we keep this in our minds and if we try our utmost to carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts, then Jannat is ours. This world is ours and the hereafter is ours. If we carry out the do's of Allah and abstain from the don'ts of Allah, Jannat is ours. Jannat, the ultimate ni'mat.
أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَعَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself says that for my pious servants, أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحِينَ, for my pious servants I have prepared in Jannat مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ, what no eye has seen, وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ, what no ear has heard, وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ, and what no human has ever thought of, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human has thought of. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for us in the hereafter. For whom? For my pious servants. Who are the pious servants? Who is the pious person? The one who carries out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. He is the pious person. Those people who carry out the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jannat is theirs. And those people who are unable to abstain from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and are unable to carry out the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will have no place in Jannat. Their place is Jahannam. مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. When the people of Jahannam will be asked, what has entered you into Jannah? What has brought you here? What has brought you in Jahannam? So they will mention four things. لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِرِينَ وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ. They will mention two things from the do's and two things from the don'ts. لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. We were not carrying out the do's. وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِدِينَ وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ. And we were not abstaining from the don'ts. And this attitude and behavior of ours remained حَتَّى أَتَانَ الْيَقِينَ, until death came to us. My friends, we will never be able to carry out the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we will never be able to abstain from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its entirety if we don't remember death until death dawns upon us. Negligent people, rahim people, those who never remembered death. So they continue to indulge in those things which belong to the category of don'ts, and they could not carry out the do's. They found themselves in Jahannam. It's a very, very simple lesson, my friend. Very simple lesson. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. He is our sole creator. It is part of our aqidah. And alhamdulillah, every Muslim believes it. Alhamdulillah.
Now, even those who are not so religious, even those who hardly come to the masjid, even those who continually engage in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You name it and they are doing it. You name a sin and they are doing it. Stealing, drugs, adultery, fornication, unlawful glances, films, disobeying parents, non-performance of salah, not fasting in the month of Ramadan, not performing Taraweeh, everything is there. But despite that, they believe that Allah is my creator and Allah is my sole benefactor. And when they give themselves an opportunity to think about the Creator, think about the purpose of life, they also come to this conclusion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me into this world for a limited period of time, and a time is going to come when Malakul Maut will arrive and he will extract my ruh. And you see such people in worry and concern, what will Allah do with me when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What will happen to me? And it is for this reason, we are scared of dying. إِنَّمَا الْقَبْرُ رَوْضَةٌ مِنَ الرِّيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Qabr, for a believing person, for a pious person, for the one who carries out the dun and abstains from the don'ts, is a garden from the gardens of paradise. My friends, if I and you were 100% sure that the moment my ruh is extracted and I am placed in the grave, that grave is going to become a garden from the gardens of paradise, who would not want to die? Because in this very world, nobody is 100% happy. We all have some problems. We are afraid of death and we are afraid of going in the grave because we have not made preparation. अभी तो घबरा के ये कहते हैं कि मर जाएंगे, मर के भी चैन न पाया तो किधर जाएंगे. दिस इज द प्रॉब्लम. अभी तो घबरा के ये कहते हैं कि मर जाएंगे, मर के भी चैन न पाया तो किधर जाएंगे. वी वॉन्ट टू डाई, ओवरकम विद, इट्स नॉट परमिसिबल दैट इफ अल्लाह सुबहानहु व तआला पुट्स अस थ्रू ए टेस्ट, वी टर्न टू अल्लाह एंड वी से, ओ अल्लाह, आई वॉन्ट डेथ, आई वॉन्ट टू डाई. इट इज नॉट परमिसिबल टू टर्मिनेट योर लाइफ. It is not permissible to end your life. Committing suicide is haram. Such a person will be punished severely by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because life doesn't belong to us, life belongs to Allah. It is only He who can terminate our lives. So we should not choose to terminate our lives. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that one should not ask for death as a result of the difficulties that he is experiencing. Yes, a person, if he feels that I will not be able to safeguard the deen in the circumstances I am in, then in order for him to safeguard his deen, he can say, Oh Allah, before I lose my deen, take me away from this world. It is permissible. Or for that person who has so much love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he continually misses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he wants to return to the hereafter, so he is able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is able to cool his eyes by seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For him, it is meritorious to say, oh Allah, take me from this world because I want to see you. Other than that, it is not permissible. Because a person is struggling financially, he cannot pay his bills, he cannot support his family, or he is deeply in love with somebody. He is deeply in love with his parents and the parents have forsaken him. Or he is deeply in love with his children and the children have forsaken him. Or he is deeply in love with a friend and the friend has forsaken him. He is deeply in love with his wife or with her husband. She is deeply in love with her husband. They have separated. And she or he is experiencing so much anxiety and pain. As a result of this anxiety and this pain, a person cannot, it is not permissible to say, oh Allah, take me away from this world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a person does find himself in this situation, then it is human nature to ask for death during such circumstances. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us a beautiful dua. That if a person should not ask for death in such circumstances, but overcome with emotions, if a person does want to say to Allah that, oh Allah, it is better for me to die than to live in these circumstances, then he should say, Allahumma ahyini ma kanat al hayatu khayran li. Oh Allah, keep me alive for as long as living is better for me. Because you know better. Only you know what waits for me tomorrow. Only you know what waits for me after a week. Only you know what waits for me in the future. Oh Allah, keep me alive for as long as living is better for me. وَتَوَفَّنِي إِذَا كَانَتِ الْوَفَاةُ خَيْرًا لِي. And when dying is good for me, then at that time you take me away from this. I was saying, friends, that there are so many people who face problems and they would give death preference over life, but they still somehow struggle and try to survive. Why? Because they are scared. They are scared. That okay, I am facing problems in this world, but it is lesser of the two evils. Grave will be a greater evil than this world for me. But if we knew that a garden of Jannah is waiting for me in Jannah, if we knew that as soon as I am resurrected, I will be given place under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who travel in club class, first class, they have a special lounge. So for those people who carry out iman, who do good, abstain from bad, for them will be a lounge under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. They will not be waiting in queue. They will be rushed into the lounge by the malaika. Those people who know that I will be granted entry into Jannah without any reckoning or with an easy reckoning. Why would they not want to die? Bilal Rabi Allah Anhu in his last moment was saying, Wa Karabah. What a fortune. When he is dying, he is saying, What a fortune. I am so lucky to be dying. Why was he so happy? Because he knew that he was a person with piety. He had lived his life according to the way shown by our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was carrying out the do's and abstaining from the don'ts. So he will be in the company of those people who were carrying out do's and abstaining from don'ts. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba. He knew as soon as I depart, my soul will go and join them in the hereafter. So he said, what a fortune that I am at last leaving this world. غَدًا نَلْكَ الْأَحِبَّ مُحَمَّدًا وَحِبَّهُ. Soon I will be meeting up with my friend, with my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and his group, the group of sahaba rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Anas ibn al-Nadr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was martyred, he was hit with a dagger and the blood started flowing from his body. So he was still alive. Last moments he took the blood in his hand and he put the blood over his face and smiling he said, Fuztu wa Rabbil Kaaba. By the Rabb of Kaaba, I have become successful. Dying person saying, I have become successful. Yes, I am successful because I am leaving this world and now entering Jannah. In comparison to what waits for us in the hereafter, my friends, this worldly life is nothing. Only two things prevent us from wishing to meet the Creator. Number one, not realizing what waits for us. And number two, if we do realize what waits for us, then not preparing for those things. Because we are not prepared. So whenever we go to a funeral and we think about our lives, we think for ourselves, what will happen to me when my moment arrives to leave this world? What will happen to me when people will place me in the grave? How will I fare with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So it's a very easy lesson, my friends. Allah is our sole creator. He is our sole benefactor. He has sent us into this world for a limited period of time, after which we will have to leave. And He has sent us into this world for a limited period of time with a purpose. And that purpose is to please Him. This is our only purpose, that we live a life that will please our Creator. We do those things, we say those things, we think those things which will please the Creator. And what will please the Creator? The do's, carrying out the do's and abstaining from the don'ts. So let us learn from the respected ulama what are the do's and what are the don'ts, and let us abstain from the don'ts and let us carry out the do's. Then we will become successful. Ya ghafir al qalbi an dhikr al maniyati. Oh, the neglectful heart. Oh, the heart that is neglectful of remembering death. Amma qalilin satuswa bayna amwati. Very soon you will begin to live amongst the dead people. Your abode will be the dead people in the grave. La tatma'inna ila dunya wa zinatiha. Do not incline towards the unlawful worldly desires. La tatma'inna ila dunya wa zinatiha. Do not incline towards the unlawful desires of this world. Why? قَدْ حَانَ لِلْمَوْتِ يَادَ اللَّبِّ أَنْ يَأْتِي. Because death is inevitable but very uncertain. The time is uncertain. قَدْ حَانَ لِلْمَوْتِ يَادَ اللَّبِّ أَنْ يَأْتِي. If you are clever, then remember that death is just around the corner. Death is around the corner. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala says, اِغْتَنِمْ فِي الْفَرَاجِ فَضْلَ رُكُوعٍ. اِغْتَنِمْ فِي الْفَرَاجِ فَضْلَ رُكُوعٍ. That when you have time of leisure, when you are free, when you are not busy, it's a great name. To be free and not busy is a great name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We wake up Sunday morning. It's a long day because it's June, July, summer days. And we just don't know how to kill time. We just don't know how to kill time. We go in the home, we leave the home, we go upstairs, we come downstairs, we go in the kitchen, we come. Leisure. Leisure when we are not busy. As-sihhat wal-farad. Health, a great ne'mat of Allah. And being free, when you are not busy, a great ne'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اغتنم في الفراغ فضل ركوعين. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi says, when you are free, then carry out some extra ibadat. Extra ibadat. You have a lunch break, and you are at school, you are at college, you are working, and you have to return very quickly, so you quickly come to the masjid or you quickly go somewhere, perform 4 rakat sunnah muakkada, 4 rakat farz, 2 rakat sunnah muakkada, and return quickly because you have to work. But on Sunday you don't have to work, Saturday you don't have to work. So come for Dhuhr Salah half an hour early, 15 minutes early, tilawah, dhikr, perform Salah, after Salah, perform 2 rakat sunnah, 2 rakat nafl, more if you can. Sit in the masjid for a while and think that I am sitting in the house of my Creator. I am in the house of my Creator. I don't want to leave this house. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that those people who after performing salah remain in the masjid for whatever time, 1 minute, 2 minutes, half a minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, with wudu, and they do not engage in any worldly talk, then for as long as they remain in the masjid, the malaika, a group of malaika are appointed for this particular task. They continually make dua for this person. Allahumma gfir lahu warhamhu. Allahumma gfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. Oh Allah, forgive him and have mercy upon him. Oh Allah, forgive him and have mercy upon him. Why don't we feel at peace when we are in the masjid? Why don't we feel comfortable in the house of the Creator? Why do we feel at peace when we are in the park, or when we are hanging around in our friend circle, or when we are sat on the television set, or when we are listening to music, or when we are at our cousin's house or brother's house or somewhere? Why peace there and no peace in the masjid? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that this is the differentiating factor between iman and nifaq, hypocrisy. Iman and hypocrisy. A believer out of the masjid is like a fish. A believer out of the masjid is like a fish.
When can I return back to the masjid? And a hypocrite, a munafiq, is like a bird in the cage when he is in the masjid. When can I leave? His gaze is all the time towards the clock. When can I leave? At home as well, you are sitting there, you have nothing to do, pick up a book and read. Read something nice. Pick up a good book and read. Listen to a bayan of a God-fearing good scholar. Sit on the musalla, remember Allah. Make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do tilawat. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi says that make the most of this leisure time that you have. Why? He says, because death is inevitable and you don't know when it is going to come. Asa an yakuna mawtuka baghtatan. It's possible that your death may arrive suddenly. Death may arrive suddenly. And at that time, the person will say to Allah, Lawla akhartani ila ajalin kareem. Oh Allah, if only you had given me a little bit more time, فَأَصَّدَّكَ So I would have been able to spend in your path, وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ And I would have been able to do the good things that you had ordered me to do. Oh Allah, just a little bit more time. Allah says, وَلَيُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا But when that appointed time comes, then not a second will be delayed. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi says that before that time comes, utilize whatever leisure time you have to do good. Sit in the company of good people, learn from good people, engage in deeni activities. Try to call people towards good, try to prevent people from doing bad. If you can't do anything, just read Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wala ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. When a person recites Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wala ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala will plant a tree for him in Jannah. And if Allah plants a tree for me in Jannah, He will not give it to anybody else. He will give it to me only. So if we frequently recite the third kalima and continually plant trees in Jannah, then Allah will inshallah keep us on the straight path so that we can be given those trees. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Is it difficult for my young friends? Is it difficult for my friends who go to school, who attend college, who go to universities, who are working? Why is switching on your computer saying Bismillah and thereafter saying Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah. Just once. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there are two sentences. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, one. Subhanallah al-Azim. There are two sentences. Habibatani ila al-Rahman, which are beloved to Rahman ta'ala. Saqilatani fil mizan, khafifatani ala al-lisan. And which are very easy on the tongue. Saqilatani fil mizan. And which are very heavy in the mizan. Two sentences, beloved to Allah, heavy in the scale, and very easy on the tongue. And what are they? All of you. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Let us make a firm resolution that daily, inshallah, we will read this 100 times at least. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah. Very short. Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Very short. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very short. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi says that the free time that you have, the moments of leisure you have, utilize it, because asa an yakuna mawtuka baghtatan, death may come to you suddenly. And further he says, kam sahihin ra'aytu min ghayri suqmin, I have seen many, many healthy people who had never become ill. Dhahabat nafsuhu sahihatu faltatan, but
Their ruh was extracted in within seconds. Suddenly they left this world. We hear of young people in their teens, in their 20s, in their 30s, in their 40s, who are playing football on the football pitch, who pass away on the football pitch without getting hurt. They just fall. They just fall on the football pitch, playing hockey. And we hear these are not stories of the past. We hear these stories. Such incidents have taken place in Leicester. We know the families. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will prepare for the life after. We will prepare for the life after. When a year end, from the Muslim perspective, life is an asset. So when a year ends, that means a year from our asset has gone. So it's like a person having 60,000 pounds. So 1,000 is gone, a second 1,000 is gone, a third 1,000 is gone. If I had 60,000 pounds, and if from my life 54,000 pounds had gone, how would I feel? If I went to Africa, or if I went to the Middle East, or if I went to India or Pakistan with 60,000 pounds, and within 2 to 3 years, 54,000 pounds gone, now I will start worrying that only 6,000 pounds are left. And I still have many things to do here. How will I be able to survive? So, asset, when the asset decreases, nobody becomes happy. Nobody is in the mood of merrymaking. Because we have lost something. Who will marry me? Who do not believe in the life hereafter? Who will enjoy a birthday party? Birthday party. Last year I had 53 years of my life had gone. Now 54 has gone and I am becoming happy. يَسُّفْرُ الْمَرْأَ مَا ذَهَبَ الْلَيَالِي وَلَكِنْ ذَهَبُهُنَّ لَهُ ذَهَبَ. A poet says, يَسُّفْرُ الْمَرْأَ مَا ذَهَبَ الْلَيَالِي. The passing of the days and the nights makes a person happy. But he does not realize that the passing of the days and nights is not the passing of the days and the nights. It is actually him passing away from this world. He is coming nearer and nearer to the grave. Nearer and nearer to the grave. Nearer and nearer to the grave. What does a Muslim do at the end of the year? At the end of any year. At the end of the solar year. At the end of the lunar year. At the end of his year. On his birthday. What does he do? He takes stock of his life. How have I utilized the asset that Allah had given me? If I had utilized it in doing good, then I will be more grateful to him, I will be grateful to him, and I will do more good in the coming year, inshallah. And if I have not made my creator happy by utilizing the past year in doing good, then I repent, and now I make a firm resolution that all the years that I still have left in my life, I will utilize them correctly by doing good. By doing good. Carrying out all the do's, abstaining from all the don'ts. Being obedient to the Creator and being merciful to the creation. I will live it such a beautiful life so that I am granted Jannah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. This is what we need to do. We need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent sincerely. Repent sincerely. Inna Allah ta'ala yabsutu yadahu bil layl لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads out his hand during the night for the one who has sinned during the day.
وَيَبْسُطْ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلَ. And he spreads out his arms during the day for the one who has sinned during the night.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have a body like ours. But when somebody is receptive, when somebody desires to accept somebody, he spreads out his arms. So the meaning of this hadith is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever ready to accept the repentance of his servant. During the day, during the night. And in a hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَأَنِينُ الْمُذْنِبِينَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ زَجْلِ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ. He says that there are two types of servants. One, the pious servants. And what are the pious servants saying? Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. May Allah be glorified. May Allah be glorified. May Allah be glorified. And what are the sinners saying? When they get the opportunity, what do the sinners do? The sinners, they cry. They weep. And they ask for forgiveness. Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I hear the Subhanallah of the pious people, and I also hear the Astaghfirullah of the sinners. The Astaghfirullah of the sinners is more beloved to me than the Subhanallah of the pious. So my friend, let us again recap. Let us realize that Allah is my sole creator. Allah is my sole benefactor. Allah has created me, and He has granted me so many blessings. He has granted me so many things. And He has sent me into this world for a limited period of time. Every beginning has an end. My end will come. And when my end comes, Allah will question me regarding the do's and the don'ts. He will ask me that the purpose of my creating you and sending you into the world was for you to please me by carrying out all the do's and abstaining from all the don'ts. Did you do that? In order to do that, we need to learn from authentic sources what are the do's and what are the don'ts. It is for this reason we need to hold fast to the company of the ulama. Sometimes due to lack of knowledge, with a lot of sincerity we do wrong things. With a lot of sincerity. Those people who are involved in innovations, they are very sincere. They actually do think that we are doing something good. But due to lack of knowledge, they do wrong. It is very important for us to follow the ulama. We follow the ulama-i haq, to learn from the ulama-i haq, and the fatwa or the decision of the ulama-i haq should be final for us. Because they have dedicated their lives to understanding the Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we need to learn from the ulama, the do's and the don'ts. And we carry out the do's, abstain from the don'ts. We carry out the do's and abstain from the do's. And we continually assess our lives, monitor our lives, the profit we are making, the loss we are making. If we make profit, we are grateful to Allah. If we make a loss, we repent and we say sorry to Allah. And we continue with this cycle of taqwa, tawbah, taqwa, tawbah. Carrying out all the do's and abstaining from all the don'ts is taqwa. And if we make a loss, if we make a mistake, then to repent is tawbah. Taqwa, tawbah, taqwa, tawbah. And inshallah, when we are called by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when our end comes, it is hope that if we follow this cycle, then the malaika will come and say, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. Oh, the peaceful soul, irji'i ila rabbi. Return to your Rabb. Your end has come. Now you don't stay in this filthy world, this difficult world. Come, Allah is calling you. Irji'i ila rabbi. Radiyatan mardiyya. Allah is happy with you and Allah will make you happy also. Allah will now give you the opportunity to fulfill all your desires. Until now in this temporary world you were fulfilling the desires of Allah. That means you were doing what Allah wanted you to do. Now Allah will open all the doors for you and you will be able to do what you want. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِ وَدْخُلِي جَنَّةِ. Allah is saying, now you come and enter the group of my very loyal servants and enter my Jannah. And when we will enter Jannah,
When we will enter Jannah, the Malaika will say, Salamun alaykum. The Malaika will greet us and say, Assalamu alaykum. And when we will enter Jannah, Allah will greet us. He will say, Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-Jannah. May the peace of Allah be upon you, O the people of Jannah. So let us make preparation, inshallah. Let us repent sincerely. And let us make a firm resolution to make year 2017 the best year of our lives, inshallah. And then 2018 will be even more better. And 2019 will be even more better. So we continue progressing in the wilayat and friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa la aqibatu lil muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi. Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbana ighfir lana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya musarrif al-qulub sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. Ya muqallib al-qulub thabbit qulubana ala dinik. Allahumma ihfazna min kulli bala'i dunya wa adhabi al-akhirah. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها أنت وليها ومولاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم انا نسالك حسن الختام اللهم انا نسالك حسن الختام اللهم انا نسالك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم اجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم اجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار يا رب كل شيء بقدرتك على كل شيء اغفر لنا كل شيء اغفر لنا كل شيء اغفر لنا كل شيء حتى لا تسالنا عن شيء اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما اخرنا وما اسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت عالم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين have mercy upon us forgive our sins have mercy upon us and forgive our sins have mercy upon us and forgive our sins O the most merciful one have mercy upon us O the most forgiving forgive our sins O Ghaffar forgive our sins O Ghafoor forgive our sins O Ghafir forgive our sins O Rahman have mercy upon us O Rahim have mercy upon us O Arhamur Rahimin forgive our sins forgive our sins forgive our sins forgive the sins of our parents forgive the sins of our children our wives our families our relatives our friends our near and dear ones forgive the sins of the whole ummah O Arhamur Rahimin forgive the sins of the whole ummah forgive the sins of the whole ummah O Arhamur Rahimin forgive our minor sins forgive our major sins O Arhamur Rahimin O Arhamur Rahimin O Arhamur Rahimin we are very sinful we are very sinful we are very sinful O Arhamur
الرحمين وارحم الراحمين. We have not carried out your dues. We have not abstained from your loans. O Rahim Rahim, we have always disobeyed you. O Rahim Rahim, we have always obeyed our nafs. We have always obeyed our and yours eternal enemy, Shaitan. O Rahim Rahim, we have wasted all the years of our life. O Rahim Rahim, today we make a firm resolution in your court. O Rahim Rahim, we understand, we believe that you are our only creator. You are our only benefactor. O Rabbul Rahim, you have granted us so much. O Rabbul Rahim, you continue to give us so much despite our disobedience. O Rabbul Rahim, we make a firm resolution that we will carry out all the dues, we will abstain from all the dogs, and we will try our utmost to remain steadfast on the straight path. O Rabbul Rahim, we will learn the dues, we will learn the don'ts from the ulama-i haq, and we will try our utmost to carry out the do's and to abstain from the don'ts. O Rabbul Rahim, make this task easy for us. O Rabbul Rahim, include us amongst your most beloved ones. Include us amongst your pious servants. O Rabbul Rahim, include us amongst your servants who have taqwa. O Rabbul Rahim, include us from amongst your awliya. O Rabbul Rahim, include us from amongst your most near ones, most dear ones. O Rabbul Rahim, grant us the tawfiq to carry out each and every sunnah of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Rabbul Rahim, enlighten our hearts with his love. Enlighten our hearts with your love. Enlighten our hearts with your recognition. O Rabbul Rahim, enlighten our hearts with the noor of ilm. O Rabbul Rahim, grant us barakah in ilmi rububa. O Rabbul Rahim, grant us the tawfiq to practice the ilm we already have. O Rabbul Rahim, grant us the tawfiq to make preparation before we depart from this life. O Rabbul Rahim, grant us the tawfiq to value each and every second of this life. O Rabbul Rahim, when you take us from this world, take us with iman. When you take us from this world, take us whilst you are happy with us. O Rabbul Rahim, when you take us from this world, take us with the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. O Rabbul Rahim, save us from the horrors of the grave. O Rabbul Rahim, save us from the punishment of the day of judgment. Grant us shade under your throne. O Rabbul Rahim, make reckoning easy for us. O Rabbul Rahim, make full sirat easy for us. O Rabbul Rahim, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. O Rabbul Rahim, grant us entry into Jannah without any reckoning. O Rahim, grant us the tawfiq to adopt good environment, to stay in good company. O Rahim, save us from wrong company. O Rahim, have mercy upon us. O Rahim, have mercy upon us. O Rahim, those of us who are sick, grant them cure from every illness. O Rabbul Rahim, every external, every internal illness. O Rabbul Rahim, every physical illness, every spiritual illness. O Rabbul Rahim, grant us all every type of shifa. O Rabbul Rahim, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. Forgive our sins. O Rabbul Rahim, include us from amongst your most beloved servants. O Rabbul Rahim, grant us the tawfiq to do those things, Ila al-alamin, which will make us from amongst your most beloved servants. O Rahim Rahim, honor us with ilm and save us from ignorance. O Rahim Rahim, honor us with your happiness, save us from your displeasure. Honor us with your Jannah, save us from Jahannam. O Rahim Rahim, honor us with the tawfiq to do good and save us from evil. O Rahim Rahim, honor us with a good departure from this world and save us from an unpleasant departure. O Rahim Rahim, grant us sa'adah and save us from shakawa. Grant us goodness and save us from evil. O Rahim Rahim, grant us good company, save us from wrong company. Grant us rizq-e halal and save us from haram. O Rahim Rahim, grant each and every one of us acceptance. O Rahim Rahim, every good that your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked from you, grant it to us. Every evil from which your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seek refuge, grant us refuge from him. O Rahim Rahim, fulfill all our needs of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimin, every brother, every sister who have requested us to make dua for them, or who desire that we make dua for them and who are unable to request from us, O Arhamur Rahimin, fulfill all their qualities of this world and the hereafter. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمته